Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Colorado drops its lawsuit against Andrew Womack Ministries. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we've been representing the Andrew Womack Ministries for some time, Holly, and now the lawsuit filed by the state of Colorado and Teller County Public Health Departments has been dropped, and the reason they dropped it is two cases. One is the Thanksgiving Eve Supreme Court opinion that ruled in favor of New York churches and synagogues against the New York COVID restrictions, and then two, the one followed right after that on December the 3rd, when the Supreme Court granted our petition and set aside all the lower court orders and ordered all the lower courts to follow its constitutional roadmap in the New York case.
Yeah, those two cases have really been the denominator of these worship bans finally being lifted after all this time.
And so what happened is, this happened on a Thursday, it was December the 3rd, when the Supreme Court issued a ruling in our case, granting our petition, vacating or setting aside all the lower court orders, and then ordering them to reconsider in light of its decision just a week before Thanksgiving Eve. Then on Monday, after that Thursday Supreme Court opinion in our case, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, the state of Colorado saw the handwriting on the wall, and they removed all of the limitations in terms of numerical size of worship on places of worship. They had a numerical limit that they placed on places of worship that was discriminatory compared to their lack of numerical limit on many other so-called critical businesses or essential businesses.
Right. You know, Andrew Womack Ministries is a nonprofit organization. They have Bible conferences. They do a lot of things from people throughout the world. And they were really pinpointed. I guess it was back last year it started with the local health officials really targeting them, almost harassing them for their events. Yet they had a long list of precautions and things they had in place they were doing for these events, but yet the local officials were just after them.
Yeah, they have a long list of health precautions that they instituted, and that goes back to the last week of June of 2020, first couple of days of July. And from then on, they've been harassed by the local Teller County Health Department. They even got a letter from the Attorney General of Colorado that they needed to cease and desist. And that's when we got involved and we began representing them. There was a federal lawsuit involved, and then the state of Colorado and Teller County Public Health Departments, where is the county in which the church or the Andrew Womack Ministries is located, filed suit in state court.
Right.
And we appeared in state court via electronic communications. And ultimately, now as a result of the Supreme Court's intervention and Colorado repealing all of the limitations, the handwriting again was on the wall. So the state of Colorado said, we want to drop this litigation. And so they did. And that case is now over. And we've got a great victory in Colorado. Andrew Womack Ministries is a worldwide Bible conference ministry.
And, you know, you and I were just looking at the picture, the facility. It's huge. They have a huge auditorium that seats 3,100 people. And then they have other classrooms and other spaces that can host 1,900 people. So they can seat a total of 5,000 people. So it wasn't an issue of, like, people were all crammed together and they were going to get sick or anything like that. So they just have a tremendous, wonderful facility. And again, they were taking these great precautions. But so it's a great praise that this lawsuit was finally dropped.
Yeah, it is a great praise. You know, AWMI, Andrew Womack Ministry, is a ministry that birthed Charis Bible College. And that's a Christian college providing in-person and online biblical education courses. Charis Bible College currently, as of 2020, had an enrollment of about 652 students, typically has up to 200 more in regular enrollment, but the enrollment dropped a little bit because of the COVID. So that is also something they're doing online. Karis is headquartered, and Andrew Umek is headquartered in Teller County, Colorado. By the way, Holly, as we've talked about before, in that same county, there are 12 casinos. 11 of them operate 24/7. So,
but they weren't being targeted.
No, they weren't being targeted.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah, and they would, and of course, Teller County would insist, oh, there's no evidence of any COVID contraction in any one of the 12 casinos. Mm. And yet we have pictures and video inside the casinos that show the people are not social distancing, and they're using the same machines. They're putting their same hand on the same lever and pushing the same buttons, and they're moving from one machine to the next, and they're not being cleaned in between.
Yeah.
Now, that is much more risky health-wise than going to a 3,100-seat sanctuary with social distancing and temperature checks and all the other things that AWMI and Karis Bible College do. But the difference is the casinos make a lot of money.
Exactly. You have to follow the money. And it's just like that in all these cases that we're finding with the churches. You know, you see the discrimination against churches, against worship. But yet when they have entities that make money like casinos, marijuana dispensaries, they're all for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this ministry, though, Karis Bible College not only has the main campus as far as the Bible College in Teller County, but it also has campuses around the country. In fact, there's a Karis Bible College not very far from our office. It is located in one of the nearby Christian television office buildings on the second floor, where they meet once a week for in-person services and teaching and training.
Yeah, they have a tremendous educational setup in educating, you know, Christians and leaders all over the world.
And, you know, one of the things that we argued is, for those that say, well, you can just go online. Well, there's a couple of things. Well, there's a lot of things in the scriptures. First of all, the scriptures speak about assembling together in person. Do not forsake the assembly of yourselves, as is the habit of some people, especially as you see the time approaching. That's in Hebrews 10:25. There's also many passages that speak about anointing people, putting your hands on people, and anointing them with oil and praying over them. The Bible says to anoint the sick and pray over them, and they'll be healed. It talks about anointing and praying for commissioning as certain kind of ministry. We do that, for example, when ministers are commissioned, or when missionaries are commissioned, or when someone is commissioned. It's a laying on of hands. The Bible speaks of laying on of hands. And that is through the Old Testament and through the New Testament. It also speaks about singing praises to one another and singing praises to God. So it's, you know, important to be able to come together to sing, and for the government to say, even this, you can meet, but you can't sing. Well, that is the government then telling you what's essential as part of your worship. And yet the Bible says that you ought to sing praises and lift praises up to our Lord and to one another. Sing psalms and spiritual songs to one another. So there are so many reasons why you need to meet in person. Now, you can do that in very healthy ways as well. Nobody wants to put anybody's health or jeopardize anybody's physical condition. These are the community family. The church is the family. And nobody would want to harm your family any more than the church would want to harm people that come to the church facility.
I mean, just imagine for a moment, Matt, if all the churches closed their doors, you know, if the government got their way here in these examples of these different states where you have these Democratic governors, if they got their way and closed all the churches, what would happen to the communities? I mean, we've already seen what's happening with some of these lockdowns. You've seen the suicide increase. You've seen depression. You've seen child abuse. I mean, in young people, this is happening. They're closed the schools. God has created us for, as you said, for interaction, for a human touch. And when you're taking that away, you're allowing the government to control that. There's a much bigger problem here.
It's a real sad story about the increase of suicide. I just read another one about a young boy in New Mexico committed suicide. They have a lot of restrictions there as well. And these young people feel isolated, and they're committing suicide at staggering numbers. The church and the fellowship is essential. Thank God that we won this case, but we're still litigating all over the country, continuing to fight for freedom of worship for these churches. One of the most important aspects that you could imagine, to fight for and defend the Church of Jesus Christ. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.